Kau ki mata rangi, kau ki tēnei whenua, hei whenua, mau e kai te manawa o tauhou. I arrive where unknown earth is under my feet. I arrive where a new sky is above me. I arrive at this land, a resting place for me. O spirit of the earth, the stranger humbly offers his heart as food for thee. E ngā mana, e ngā reo, e ngā kārangaranga o te motu huri noa, tēnā koutou ki ora tātou katoa. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am honoured to be given the opportunity to speak at this conference. 24 months ago, I set out on a journey to engage with each hapū within Ngāti Tū Wharetoa. My purpose was simple. I wanted to sit with our hapū and whānau to hear their thoughts about matters that were important to them. I invited each hapū to meet and to express their concerns for the present and the future, in addition to holding hapū hui within Ngāti Tū Wharetoa. I invited Ngāti Tū Wharetoa to attend meetings in the main centres of Aotearoa so that those residing outside their rohe could also contribute their thoughts about their circumstances and the future. The format for these engagements ensured that all members of our iwi, hapū and whānau were given the opportunity to express themselves. I invited discussion from everyone present, including age groups and gender, and persons of various experiences and backgrounds. Our rangatahi are our future leaders and policy makers, and they were well represented in discussion. Women, men, kuia, karaua, all expressed their thoughts on a wide range of topics and issues. The purpose of the format adopted for these hui was simply to ensure that our hapū members had absolute ownership of the process and the outcomes from their hui. And some of the issues highlighted by participants during our haerenga included ensuring the maintenance of our traditional values and knowledge, the core of our identity, and our universal respect for humankind. Ensuring the maintenance of the Māori of our marae. This is the heart of our whānau and hapū spiritual, cultural and social enlightenment. Our marae are recognised as the conduit of our collective whakapapa and our connectivity between hapū and iwi of the motu. Recognising the disproportionate vulnerability of Māori in modern society and the extremely high risks faced by certain members of our whānau, including tamariki, rangatahi, women, the elderly, and those with various physical and mental afflictions. Many of our social services were identified as requiring enhancement. Special attention was given to education, health, and the need to be responsible kaitiaki, guardians of te taiao and our wahi tapu and wahi tupuna. It was agreed by most that improving our education and skills base would lead to a direct increase in access to employment opportunities, higher incomes. Our economic well-being was cited as a key determinant to the realisation of our social and cultural aspirations. Special mention was made about skills enhancement in the application of modern technology and communication. and the future development and application of technological innovations to serve our future needs. And lastly, expressions of future aspirations from our hui were generally orientated toward the transformation from dependency to attaining mana motuhake, self-reliance, and developing a resilience founded on our traditional principles and values. Many participants stressed the importance of the Treaty of Waitangi and affecting authority to ensure proper decision-making and being co-authors of district and regional plans under the Resource Management Act, and being active participants in the management and the implementation of these plans. A matter of great interest was our heavy reliance on new technology to solve many complex problems in a range of disciplines and services. It appears that technology will penetrate every aspect of human activity in the future, and information and communications technology in particular will have extraordinary future applications that will drastically transform our future learning and our economic, social and political reality. I expect that some of you present today will expound on the practical applications that may be possible in the near future and provide us with a clearer understanding of the challenges and opportunities to our future livelihoods and well-being. I have reported these key messages today for your reflection, and the brevity of this summarised version detracts substantially from the real depth and the breadth of issues expressed by the hui participants. But personally, I regard these hui as being among the most poignant and inspirational experiences of my time as Ariki of Ngāti Tū Wharetoa. For me, the most profound message from our hui has been the desire of participants to reconnect with each other and to revitalise the social, the cultural and spiritual values of our tūpuna. There is a powerful desire to apply these values within a complex and rapidly unfolding future. I am indeed heartened by the strength of expression and the belief of rangatahi that these futures are absolutely achievable. The architects of the future must not fail to reflect on the collective experiences and wisdom of those past and present. And as Māori, we must seriously reflect on our obligations and the challenges for the future. I have shared the experiences of Ngāti Tū Wharetoa with you today as a point of reflection while we chart our future pathways. And while I would like us all to adopt a positive expression from our rangatahi and make a positive difference to the future livelihoods of our mokopuna. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou katoa.